Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové, i vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme ku vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodinu u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodinu u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedíľa 10. apríla 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Rusins in America, the Carpathia Rusin Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Rusin FM, your Rusin radio station, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Polovka, and today is Sunday, April 10th, 2022. For those of us on the new calendar, today is Palm Sunday, in Rusin, known as Flowery Sunday, Kvitna Nedilya. Here in America, we get both the pussy willows as well as palms. In the Rusin homeland, I think they get them both as well, but originally, it was the willows that were blessed on Kvitna Nedilya. And in Rusin, the word for this is banitka. Those are the willows that are blessed. And the reason they were blessed is since palms didn't grow in that region where the Rusins live, this was one of the first flowering plants of early spring. As we all know, the willows have their furry catkins, and they were the first to pop up in spring. So cut them off, took them to church, and had them blessed. With Palm Sunday, tomorrow starts Passion Week, and we have first today for you, Preter Pivy za nas strasi, having suffered the Passion for us, followed by Pod Chrest Tvoj staju, beneath your cross I stand, in commemoration of Great Friday, which is upcoming, followed by the resurrection of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russen Society. We still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. I still have some availability for the two special Easter broadcasts next week, the 17th and the week after on the 24th of April. If you would like to sponsor in full or in part, or would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. The Carpatha Russen Society has an online store and has Easter items for sale. Go to our webpage, c-rs.org, and on the menu bar, click on Store, and you will see things such as the plastic wraps for your pisanka. There are Easter cards, family magnets, magnets that say Christos Voskres, and much more. So that is our online store, c-rs.org/catalog. c-rs.org/catalog. Or if you have any questions, please contact Bonnie at this email address, bb for Bonnie Burke, at c-rs.org. bb@c-rs.org.
Thank you.
While there are too many traditions to tell you about through the Easter holiday, I'm going to give you a couple of them here. And if you want to learn more about the customs for Easter, go to our YouTube page, Carpatho Russin Society, where you can hear John Righetti, current president, speak about Carpatho Russin Easter customs. So during Holy Week, the men and women, the older men and women, would not drink anything or eat anything from Holy Thursday until Easter Sunday. As we all know, fasting is a very important part of the Great Fast for Russians, and to finish the fast, they wouldn't eat or drink from Holy Thursday until Easter Sunday. Another superstition with regards to the Pascha that's made is that it was made with hands inside of gloves, and as it was in the oven, the men and the women would jump high to make it grow in size, so the bread would also rise along with the jumping. After having the Pascha blessed, the Gazda, the head of the household, after returning with the blessed Pascha, would go to the barn and touch all of the oxen and cows with the blessed Pascha, so they will grow nice, big, and fat. The saying would be, "May the livestock grow as the doe has risen." Tisto roste hori, tak bechudo bashla motz hori. There is also a belief that if the Pascha splits apart before it is cut up and eaten, then death will visit the family. It is said that the Pascha is used to heal illnesses. Pieces are cut out from the Pascha with a knife and hidden. When someone gets sick, pieces will bring healing. Also, it is given to livestock to eat as a remedy. When the bread is brought home after blessing in church, three pieces are cut from three sides to give to the livestock. Furthermore, the top of the bread that is decorated in various ways, such as with braids or cross or other ornaments, this decoration is raised with a crown of dough and is kept till the end of Easter week and given to the livestock. If the animals are sick, that is usually how they get healed. Another interesting folk custom is the prohibition of sleeping on Easter Day. You mustn't sleep on the morning of Easter Sunday, because otherwise the grain will fall to the ground. In the fields of someone who has not slept, the ears of grain are not knocked down, even by a storm. But if you have slept, the wind will knock down everything in the fields. You mustn't sleep when you come home from church. The day after Easter, Easter Monday, is known as Polyavanoi Ponedilok. This is when the men sprinkle the women with water. Told you about this a couple times in the past. I've been to some of these where you just don't sprinkle the women with water. You end up dousing them with water, and dousing them with water, and dousing them with water. Then after that, you get something to eat, you get something to drink, and you move on. Tradition has it that the young men will say the following as they're sprinkling the young women. May you be as happy as the spring, as bountiful as the autumn, and as rich as the blessed ground. Byste taka vesela, jak vesna sytna, jak osin, i majucha jak zemlja svita. Again, these are just some of the traditions for Russian Easter. If you want to learn a lot more than I could tell you in a couple minutes here, please go to youtube.com, look up Carpatho Russin Society, click on videos, and the first video from last year is John Righetti's Carpatho Russin Easter Customs. youtube.com, Carpatho Russin Society, Carpatho Russin Easter Customs. Oh, yeah.
Is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, a son 17. I participate in the National Golf Tournament, the National Bowling Tournament, in some district events. That's a good organization, very family-oriented.
GCU for life, GCU. fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428, 1-800-722-4428. For the past couple weeks, I was telling you about the University of Pittsburgh's Spring Festival of the Egg. That is now available to watch online. You can watch it until Sunday, April 27th of this year, 2022. Now in its ninth year, the Spring Festival of the Egg is a family-oriented, free-to-the-public, virtual, multicultural celebration of Easter and springtime. There are videos that include pisanka decorating, palm weaving demonstrations, ethnic cooking demonstrations, festival of colors, ethnic kolache recipes and baking, butter lamb carving, cookie baking, and much, much more. This is hosted by the University of Pittsburgh Nationality Rooms, and the best way to get this is to Google the following: Pitt Virtual Spring Festival of the Egg. So now, until the 27th of April, you can watch virtually the Spring Festival of the Egg. Again, go to Google and type in Pitt Virtual Spring Festival of the Egg. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinyu America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday for our first special Easter broadcast here on Russin FM at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time. Be sure to listen to Russin FM any time of the day or night. You can get them on your smartphone or on your computer. Download the app for your smartphone or go to russin.fm. russin.fm. If you'd like to listen to any of the archives of this broadcast, you can go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org, and you can listen from 2004 until today. That is c-rsmedia.org. Please visit our parent page, c-rs.org, the Carpatho-Russian Society, where you can join the CRS. You can order your Easter items and other sales items and take part in our genealogy discussion. That is the Carpatho-Russian Society's webpage, c-rs.org, c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesya krasny tyzden. Z Bohom.
Rusinil Amerika.